really, really significant. It shows as well how educational provision in the Northwest and in the West is developing and progressing all of the time. And we're seeing that not just with the launch of the veterinary medicine course now, but also with the recent additions as well of physiotherapy and pharmacy to ATU as well. So really good day. And I know it will be exciting time for students who are considering a future in veterinary medicine, that not only will they can they look forward to a situation where they won't have to travel abroad to actually study and pursue their chosen profession, but they'll be able to do it in their own region, and indeed even in many cases now in their own county as well.
With that, as you've just outlined, that development in third level education here in the Northwest region, you'd have to agree that there would need to be significant investment in tandem with that as it relates to improving student accommodation, purpose-built student accommodation in both the likes of Letterkenny and Sligo to cope with that expected demand in, as you say, more and more people locally wanting to pursue third level education here in this region.
Yeah, we're seeing a significant increase now in the number of students that are staying in the Northwest because of the opportunities that we have through ATU to pursue so many different careers at third level and higher education. That does bring challenges, obviously, particularly against the backdrop of accommodation challenges. I know it's something that Minister James Lawless is always also looking at in relation to a program of investment that can support technological universities to be able to invest in third level accommodation too. I know that's something, for example, that Letterkenny is considering how they can do more to actually address that challenge as well. So that's something that I'm going to continue to work with them on and Minister Lawless on. There's no doubt that what we're seeing here is a challenge from the success of the great growth of third level education in the Northwest.